This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
That was a good, what a great way to start.
I like to start the show off with a laugh, and sometimes you guys get to know what we're laughing about, and sometimes you don't.
Look, sometimes it's just for us.
Sometimes it's just for us.
And sometimes it's for all of us. For the next hour and 20 minutes, it'll be for all of us.
It's for all of us, yeah.
Yes, and but that's nice.
Everything before that is just for Mike and I.
Which, the times where we get to do that are kind of few and far betwixt.
No, for sure. Yeah. I mean, especially since, like, I mean, we used to play Fortnite together pretty regularly. Yeah. Now it's a little few and far between.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's completely gone because, like, I want to play with you.
Same. I haven't even delved into the new season.
Dude, the new season's so good.
Tell me what's good about it,
Steve. I'm telling you, man, it's an alien invasion.
Uh oh.
I think I got just the music for that.
You remember that movie, Murph Attacks?
Marv Attacks. You remember that one?
Where that guy from... Who's a Marv? Who's a fucking famous Marv?
Me, me, no!
Go ahead with your own life.
Time to...
Robot who's trying to sing karaoke at his friend's wedding.
Thanks for inviting me. I would like to sing My Life by William Joel.
Please put it on.
Poor robot, dude. Just wants to hang out.
Dude, okay, hold on. Let me get into this because I really want the appropriate. I want to get the appropriate music in here.
Dude, on the other side of this wall, there lives a nurse who comes home in scrubs all the time, and I often wonder if she hears us like scream coughing, and is like,
"It's like someone's not okay.
Maybe I shouldn't even go to these sick people if there are also some so close."
Right. She's bringing whatever we got.
It's a cool sense of humor.
Yeah, yeah. She's gonna bring the giggles to that office. That hospital.
Looks like we all caught the giggles. Thank God there's no vaccination for that.
Not yet, anyway.
I don't give a fuck.
Dude, the new season of Fortnite, extra, read all about it. The new season of Fortnite's got aliens, it's got UFOs, it's got laser guns. And I'll tell you, that last season was okay.
I like the building part of it.
You mean the crafting?
Crafting part of it. And I can't really remember anything else that was super, that stood out to me, that was unique about the last season. When we first started playing, they had the zombies. So when you die, you come back and you try to kill everyone who is alive.
Dude, I miss that so much.
And I thought it was so unique how, like, in the headphones, when you were the zombie, it would, like, change your voice.
Yeah.
And that was, like, I'd never heard anything like that before.
It's almost like they did, like, a super creative thing, and then they never did anything that creative again.
Yeah, it's like they started... They probably planned all that before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then when the pandemic hit, they were like, they have to play it no matter what.
Right.
They're not going to get sick of it. They're all in their house.
I remember thinking, like, okay, this must be something they do, like, every Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I got really excited about that. Because, like, it was really fun.
Yeah.
You would
sound like this with this guy and your friends.
I'm behind you. I'm right behind
I'm
you.
A demon. Hello.
Why are we doing... What is...
Oh, yeah, you can do it.
All right, so you would kill me, and I'd be like, hey, Steve, I'm all right, we're over here. I'm going to turn around this corner and see if any guys are here.
Okay, let me know, man.
Oh,
you're
shit,
so far away,
guys.
Mike, you're so far
you.
Away. Mike,
oh,
come on.
Steve.
Oh,
no,
Mike.
Okay, Steve.
Mike.
I come after you. I'm fucking coming after you with an ice cold beverage. There's a fucking drink in every ball.
Dude, two bits that are probably just as funny.
And
at the same time.
Never would you think would have been in the same room together.
Fuck,
have you
man.
Ever seen Cecil and Billy Joel's Billy Joel? My Life in the same room?
Go ahead. What were we talking about? So the new season is Alien Invasion. I've played a little bit.
Yeah.
And I know that when you kill an alien, you get their gun.
Yes.
Which looks like Marvin the Martian gun.
Yes.
And it is probably...
And it sounds like the Marvin the Martian gun, too.
Oh.
You got your vaccine, right?
I got my Johnson and Johnson.
I got my two Johnson.
I don't like to have one shot.
The Martian comes down and makes sure he only has to get one shot.
And on our planet, we only need one shot.
Oh.
Dude, yeah, so you can shoot lasers at people, and the laser gun is so cool.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like the closest thing in the game to like the Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Beam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's accurate.
Which maybe, dude, we should get our Ghostbusters back and then get the laser guns, and then it's almost like we full on Ghostbusters.
Fun. And then we could run around squinting in, it's Quinn.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, that's not good news for the mummy, is right.
He's freaked out. He's really scared. He's really scared of Ghostbusters.
We would never turn the ghostbusting ray on around to the mummy.
No, no, no.
He's too integral to the soundboard.
No, but like I, you know, have you ever stopped to think about Mike?
Which one? Jackson. I think he's innocent, personally.
Have you ever... Mummy agrees,
I can't even tell anyone.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that is kind of a... You don't know what side to take.
Do you think that monsters and ghosts see the Ghostbusters as villains?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's probably... Whoa. And what a realization we just came to here. Probably. I mean, they probably tell their monster kids that the Ghostbusters are the
villains.
They'll
come and get you.
Yeah.
They're like,
Mommy, I can't go to sleep. There's a little bit of light out in the hallway, Mommy.
Because the Ghostbusters...
No lights. Lights are scary to monsters. They want it dark.
It's just dark. The opposite of being a kid.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bright, Mommy. I'm scared.
There's humans over my bed.
There's a human trying to sell me something, Mommy.
Instead of in the closet, they're at the front door. The
yeah,
monster
knocking... Yeah, oh, and they're around the campfire. And then the knock on the door came. Knock. Knock.
Slow knock.
Knock.
And then the mom came to check the closet.
And at the door was a salesman.
I think there's a human at the closet.
At the closet.
They must be scared of the Ghostbusters.
Yes.
The ghost momster. Ghost mom comes in the room to where ghost baby is.
Yeah.
Ghost boy.
Yeah.
And goes, time to go to sleep. And then ghost boy
time
goes.
Time to ghost to sleep.
What? And then ghost boy goes, we're dead.
It's very important to get your rest. And then the kid says, why?
We're dead, mom.
Been resting.
Like, in peace, R.I.P.
Peacefully. Yeah, the Ghostbusters would kill monsters that were, like, terrorizing the city, and then they would also kill monsters who were just, like, eating out of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
So
well, and monsters that are reading book, like, ghosts that are just reading a book in the library.
Dude, finally the ghost, like, has everything they want, and they're trapped in the library for all eternity. And they're like that one episode of The Twilight Zone with Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
Time, the something glasses, about time, the glasses of time. If you told me there was a Twilight Zone episode called The Broken Glasses of Time, I wouldn't bat an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Not even for a second.
Let's come up with some fake Twilight Zone episode names.
Okay, this should be easy enough.
It
was us the whole time.
Yeah. Underground Maniacs.
Being attractive isn't as important as you think it is.
The dummy who fell in love.
Overbooked flight.
Late for work.
Right.
It's like by the end of the Twilight Zone, they're just like, oh, what do we got, guys? Well, I got this story I'm working on where this guy's late for work. Oh, shit, that's fucking terrifying.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Terrifying.
I think I could put myself in that situation. I've been in that situation before.
Okay, let's go to the, okay, hold on. Let's go to the board.
Yes.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I know you guys, we always go to the board, but remember what Rod said.
Yes.
He said, never forget, does it make you feel like you're in the Twilight Zone?
Okay, so that's the only criteria. Yes. So let's throw a dart at the board.
Okay.
Okay, mine landed on sending back food for the second time.
Okay, now that's good. And I'm going to throw one. Oh, waiter is an alien.
Oh, shit. Is there a way to combine the two?
Yes.
Let's put a thread
around
the
two. So
here's
what it's called, the waiter from space.
Okay.
The space waiter.
Okay, so the waiter comes down and he's dressed like all the human waiters.
Yeah, yeah,
but
and
he
you
looks
never know.
A little different.
I think you can't tell. And then at the end, he takes his little like hat off.
Uh huh.
The little like, because remember there was that episode where the guy takes his hat off and there's like another eye under there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like he's got. He takes his hat off and there's like a little face in there, and it's like. And then he goes, submit for your approval. That man was an alien the whole time. Gotcha.
Gotcha. Anyway, see you next week.
See you next week. We're tired as fuck.
I've been chain smoking for 30 years.
Another goddamn cigarette.
Dude, that'd be so funny. The waiter has an alien eye under his hat, and that's the reason why he keeps spilling.
No, that's why the order's wrong. Because the couple it's the second time they've gotten their meal returned.
Right.
Like, and they go, and the guy goes, okay, here's your chicken fried steak, sir. Yeah.
Did you
and
not order the bill?
Here's your salad, madam. Right? And then she goes, I'm embarrassed, but this salad still has tomatoes in it, and I'm allergic.
You mean to tell me you didn't order the earth tomatoes? Regular tomatoes?
I've never heard of those types of tomatoes. Are they like heirlooms?
You mean to tell me you didn't order croutons on your earth salad? Regular salad?
Oh dear, oh my, oh dear. Why don't you shut up, dame? I'll take care of this.
And then he goes to the back with all the busboys and the other waitstaff.
What's
like,
the big idea back here?
The humans at table 7 are kind of bitchy. I mean, the people. The regular people like you and I at table 7 are kind of bitches.
Hey, less talking, more walking. There's tables out there.
Yes, Mr. Googly.
You know, I'll tell you something about that new guy. Something don't seem right.
Like, that guy's acting a lot like he has an eye under his hat.
That guy seems like he's hiding some type of intergalactic secrets. Ah, well, pull him out!
Check his locker for intergalactic secrets.
Check his wallet. Just as I thought, his ID says he's from Mars.
It looks just like just New Jersey State ID.
It just says Mars.
Fuck,
oh,
man.
Damn, you got me.
Oh, no.
So anyway, the new season of Fortnite's great.
Mm-hmm. I am going to think about that poor alien waiter every time I kill one from now on.
Dude, the best part of the new season of Fortnite, I think, is the fact that you could... Shit, I just saw a ghost. I saw a ghost family. Dad and a mom. It was weird.
The best part of Fortnite.
She came into the room!
Sexy alien invasion.
The alien looked weird, but those gams went on for days.
I need you to help me find my husband.
What seems to be the problem, ma'am?
Why is everyone smoking a cigarette inside?
Because we're insecure, we don't understand the long-term effects it has on our bodies.
These can't possibly be bad for us.
Here's a giant glass of milk. Chug it down. It's good for your bones!
Cow milk is good for your alien bones.
Anyway, so the best part is you can fly around in UFOs.
That's cool.
And your friends can all ride in it with you, and yeah. you can have a great time.
You can pick up cars and throw them at
you
teams.
You can pick up cars and throw them. You can pick up anything, pretty much.
Interesting.
You can pick up rocks. You can pick up your own teammates.
Yeah, that's nice. You could abduct... this happens to me a lot. I get abducted by a bad guy team.
Yeah.
And then they just throw me far away from you guys.
Yeah.
And they don't even attack
me. Dude, I love doing that. One of my favorite ones to do is similar to that. It's when... we knock out an opponent, and they're, like, crawling around. You pick them up when they're crawling, and then you throw them as far as you possibly can. Their friends can't get them.
Well, it really is making us all terrible, terrible people.
Yeah.
And,
it's a video game.
It's a lot of fun.
Anyway.
It's good.
So it's fucking cool, man. And the flying saucers have laser cannons. These, like, big... they fire these big, like... lasers, I guess.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of like circular, like they come out
like and plasma.
They're kind of slow, yeah. Like
energy, something.
Yeah, like an energy ring or something. Yeah. It kind of shoots down onto the ground and it destroys their forts, their structures.
Uh-huh.
And it's really great because one of the like most annoying things.
The great equalizer.
Yeah, it is the great equalizer. Although you'd think, because the point, the thing is barge. Inside of the...
Billy Joel's where Ryan used to say it, and he's like...
Not yet, Billy! Not yet! No! Not yet!
Turn the goddamn lights off!
That's enough! I said, not yet!
Did you ever see that video of Billy Joel flipping out?
No.
Oh, my
no,
goodness.
No, this
dude,
is real?
He played in the USSR.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to murder the backstory.
No
but
way.
The it was when our relations were even worse than they are now.
Yeah, when we were afraid of Russians.
Right, but he was like at his pinnacle, Billy Joel.
Yeah.
So he goes over there and he plays a concert for like the USSR people who were living there who were like always under like lock and key.
Okay,
they were very
sure,
like
sure.
suppressed
yeah,
society.
Yeah. The refugees
and they
such?
Were so scared to like have a good time and be at a concert.
Whoa.
And they start loosening up and the government who like put on the concert was like shining lights onto the crowd and it was making everyone like not want to have a good time.
It was distracting.
And so Billy Joel's like playing a song and screaming at the fucking like turn the fucking lights out. I told you not to light the fucking crowd.
No way.
And it's so like trying to have a good time.
Do you think I could find this?
Absolutely. Like just Billy Joel flips out and then USSR, I think.
Sure. What about Billy Joel angry?
Billy Joel Angry probably works.
Well, Angry Young Man is one of his songs. So hang on. Billy Joel
it's about that,
upset.
Billy Joel V upset.
Billy Joel flips out in Moscow 1987.
Yeah.
The name of this video alone. Billy Joel flips out in Moscow in 1987.
And then I think if it's the same video I saw, underneath it has the reason why he... The reason why. Dude, this is funny because this is like that... that Arnold Schwarzenegger video, because this is like a different era of viral videos that maybe the TikTok generation doesn't know about.
Oh, you would have never seen this. Like this was in, so 87, someone filmed it on their big giant fucking camcorder brought to the show.
But then everybody else finds it in like 2010 or something.
Because the only people that ever saw it in 1987.
Were there.
Or the guy who has the giant camcorder that's filming it right now.
Right.
Maybe showed that tape to his friends or something. Or maybe.
I think it was for a thing.
You know how. Oh, you think it's professionally filmed?
Because it's like professionally filmed. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say, you know how like, dude, gone are the bootleg kind of world.
Because everything is a bootleg.
Yeah. But like, if you were a fan, it was kind of fun. I mean, we've talked about this before with records and like going through the records and stuff physically. But like, with music and like with concerts and things like that, if you really liked a band, you could get real nerdy and go down the rabbit hole of that band and then eventually go places where like, people have VHS tapes that they copied from another copy, from another copy, from another copy. And it's like the worst quality. But it was a concert that you were like, this is a legendary concert.
Yeah.
And I've only ever read about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no YouTube, no TikTok. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're like tape trading.
Right, right. Yeah. His tape trading was a huge deal.
And then I remember in like the late 90s, early 2000s, there was like what you were saying with the bootleg audio recordings.
Yeah.
Like you could type in, if you knew the right websites or forums or whatever, you could type in an artist's name. And then there was someone at every concert that would record every concert.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do it with Mike Doty, and I would see how the set list would change, like, one or two songs every night.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, that maybe wasn't that good the night before, so now that's out. Or he fucking never plays that, and he played that in Mississippi or whatever.
Right. Or, like, here's a cover he did or a cover they did. Like, I remember Owen and I would really nerd out about They Might Be Giants, like, in our earlier days, too. And we still do, but back then it would be like, oh man, there's this, like, I found this fucking thing, and you had to like go through the like Usenet groups or like IRC or like fucking ICQ, like all these like weird text-based like chat room kind of places, and then they'd give you like news group links, and then you'd go there and you'd download like 80 files that would be broken down into one little MP3.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, holy shit, it's like, it's a They Might Be Giants show where they cover that Maybe I Know song from the 50s, that one that's like, I can't remember who the singer is, but it's like, maybe I know that she's been cheating, maybe I know that.
Kind of Beach Boys-esque.
Yeah. And it's like, holy shit, where were we ever going to find that?
Right.
You know? So yeah, this Billy Joel flips out in Moscow thing has that energy, I guess, because it's...
Yeah, this was, I mean, you could see it's like professional enough so that they were definitely trying to film like, I don't know, something for MTV or like a live tape.
Or maybe a special
tape.
or something.
But it's just so funny, man.
Dude, because even like Bowie and like Talking Heads.
Bowie
Burnham. A lot of people don't know Bo is short for Bowie. But like they would have those like concert VHS tapes or like Queen Live at Leeds or whatever, or the Who Live at Leeds would be like a concert tape
live from
be
like the Albert Hall.
Yeah, it would be like a two set tape that you could, so maybe that's what this is, but like I feel like, what is this, something they would even include on that either?
I don't know, because it seems like relations were so bad, it's like, why would Moscow like that allow things like that to happen to make them look better?
Yes.
Like
right.
A bunch of like kind of propaganda.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's really popular? Billie Eilish? Let's send her to like Saudi Arabia or something.
Yeah.
And just film how great it is.
Right. Well, and then we'll get people a little more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Then people will want to go there on vacation with their family.
There's also Billy Joel Falls, another video where he falls.
It's just a compilation.
So let's see. Let's hear this Billy Joel in Moscow clip. Right back into the song. Wait a minute, dude. This reminds me. Hold on. There's another one. Hang on. Who is it? It's Patti LaBelle.
Okay.
It's like.
Stop lying to the audience. Stop. No, in the Tuesday night quiz, my baby.
Stop. Stop lying to the audience.
It's 5 o'clock on a Saturday. Stop! Get the lights off the audience.
Oh yeah. Okay. There's another one, but let's get through the Billy Joel one. Oh man, I think we just found a new. We just found what we're gonna do for the next 20 minutes.
You were thinking about what you were gonna do for the soundboard.
I know, man. God damn.
I'd bookmark this.
Let me start this from the top. Who doesn't know what's going down in the night? Stop it! Dude, we...
Like his little sister.
Yeah, stop it! Dude, I need this clip.
Yeah,
this
is great.
I need stop it with the soundboard.
Stop it!
Stop it!
Dude, all the things... I don't know. I really want a non-robotic way to say this, but content is so like recycled now, but in a good way where like, you know, on TikTok, you'll use the audio for something and then you'll lip sync to it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people will do like a scene where they're lip syncing to a completely different piece of audio, but do like captions that are their own joke.
Right.
And it's like a multi-dimensional, multi-layered joke.
Yeah, it's like remixing, but it's not like good.
No, it's good. Some of them are very, very funny.
Some of them are good, yeah.
And,
it's
so clever.
It's bonkers.
Yeah, and there's just like an infinite amount of funny clips to do, to repurpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Dude, it's interesting that you bring that up because it's like, excuse me. It's interesting you bring that up because...
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
You mean to tell me you didn't order Cool Talent, would you?
Stop it!
The bitch wants to send me back.
Stop it! Stop it! He wants it stopped. Stop it! And he's trying to stop it. Stop it!
Alright. God damn it. Dude, this is amazing. How do we keep discovering new ones? You knew about this.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. That's what I was saying before. It was like
there's so many.
When we were in our early 20s, there was the viral videos that we got exposed to. So people in their early 20s now.
Right.
They have no, you know.
Right.
They just know like their section of viral video.
But it's going to get so complicated, I think. And we're already seeing it. And I think you've got a really good example of it. The TikToks that are the audio of someone's funny bit.
Yeah.
That they are lip syncing to.
Or unintentionally funny bit.
Yeah. That they are now lip syncing to, but there's...
Making their own joke about
it. But there's text that has a different joke.
Like, perfect example, that I Don't Wanna Wait song. I don't wanna
wait
for our lives. The lyrics are, I don't wanna wait for our lives to be over.
Right.
And then I saw a woman do a TikTok where she was miming that, or lip syncing that. Mm-hmm. And the thing was like... why don't I ask when my husband asks if they want me to hang the framed photo?
Oh, right.
And she's
like waiting
doing
for
it,
him to
like,
do
this
it.
Is why I don't wait. Cause I don't wanna wait.
Right. Cause you'll wait for your lives to be
so
over.
So it's like they make their own joke out of something that nobody in their generation knows that fucking song.
But then there's the people that go, that are taking the same song, same joke, but it's like, I don't want to wait. And then the text says, for my laundry to be done or something. And it's like a whole other layer of a joke.
Yeah.
And I think what's happening is like, because TikTok is like insanely popular.
Mm-hmm.
Like TikTok is a absolutely huge social media platform.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are like millions of people watching that and then getting it and laughing at it, and it's like, whoa, this is my sense of humor, or this is making me laugh, then it's just going to create these like... complex layered comedians that are like their jokes are going to be 8 layers with music and clips and like subtitles and shit. Like I think we're going to see like complex comedy
coming. And it's all going to be a minute long,
right?
Because
be
no
fast.
One can. And every comedy show, if they show it on television, there'll be 46 comedians
right
and then there'll be a way to follow all those people,
right?
So
yeah, and I think it's like, and we can't even predict. It's not even about the jewelry.
No, it's not.
We
that's
can't
a
even
great point.
Yeah, we can't even predict it.
Yeah.
So we don't even know where the fuck it's going. But we couldn't have predicted that there would be like triple layered like dip.
There's beans, cheese, porcelain. Buffalo sauce.
Stop it.
Keep in mind, we've played 20 seconds of
it. Okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to keep going.
Told me there's a number I can always dial. Let me do my show, for Christ's sake. It's not your thing. It's not your thing. Thank you. My show, for Christ's sake. Let me do my show, for for Christ's sake!
Dude, that is such a Staten Island dude getting mad.
Do my show for Christ's sake!
I'll come up there and I'll hit you in the goons!
It's not real. Sometimes a fantasy. Knock the keyboard over! He's breaking shit!
He just starts throwing shit.
He's losing.
Still kind of killing the fuck out of the song, though.
Oh, he's smashing the fuck. He's smashing the fuck out of a piano.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, imagine being... So here's how session musicians work. You're just a bass player, and you're very good. And yes. One day you get introduced to Billy Joel, and Billy Joel's like, I saw you playing... I was smoking in the back of the club, and I saw you playing with the band.
Out for blah, blah,
fucking,
blah.
Yeah. And so he's like, you want to go to fucking Moscow or what? And that guy's like, yeah. And he goes home, and he spends 2 weeks listening to the tape on
practicing
repeat, memorizing all
this stuff.
And he's great. So he does it, and then he gets... Billy Joel is screaming at the government! And smashing shit.
Stop
like,
it!
Do we... What are we... I guess I keep... I memorized it, so I'm gonna keep going.
You can kind of see... There's
Stop
like...
Stop lighting the audience! Why does it always...
Dude, killing the song is so impressive.
It is.
While being so upset, still doing
right.
a great job.
Dude, and the thing is you're right. Like, the audience hearing this, you're hearing a song continue to go at a perfect professional... tempo and notation.
Right.
Like, it's still perfect.
He's on pitch.
And in between using the mic stand to destroy a grand piano, he somehow gets the mic back to his mouth for his life.
Or to scream at the government.
Yeah. God, give me these goddamn lights, for Christ's sake.
I'm gonna shit my pants on purpose.
I'm gonna throw turds all around! Damn. Okay, well, that's kind of fucking weird. Let's just turn the lights off.
I'm gonna shit in my hand. You may be wrong, but you may be right.
I'm gonna shit in my hands and play on the piano!
Stop lighting the audience! Why does it always seem to hit me in the middle of the night?
I'm gonna shit in your mouth!
You mean to tell me?
Oh, shit. Mummy got real into that one.
He's like, too many things. Too much stuff has happened.
Okay, I got to play you this Patti LaBelle one. Where are we at? Or Patti LaBelle.
Right.
Okay, we're at the ads. Let's do the ads, and then we'll do the Patti LaBelle.
I'm having a great time today, by the way.
This is good. Dude, do you know anything about the Patti LaBelle?
No.
Okay, so she performs this Christmas... A Christmas.
Yes. What a beautiful song.
Beautiful song. Yeah. And Patti LaBelle, dude. I mean, come on. She's legend.
Yes.
Legendary.
Yes.
And she starts singing her song and then realizes that it's not happening the way they rehearsed it. And it's live at the 1996 National Tree Lighting Ceremony that is being broadcast on C-SPAN. All right, so get ready for that.
And that's coming up after the break.
After the break. We'll be right back.
Fuck, man.
Okay, hang on. I found the music again, Mike. I found it. I was looking the other day in my musics.
What kind of accompaniment would you like with the...
I'd like some nice, like, reverberated, like... like,
say no more.
Like, yeah, give me some reverb and, like, some nice, like... like, you know, when we do the ads and you like double it up and it's like a nice repeat of a line.
You got it, got it.
The music we like is back.
Right now that nurse is like, do I stay? What? How can I make the world better? Staying?
Do I stay or do I go? Guys, let's talk about Stamps.com really quick. Another wonderful sponsor that has been with the show for quite a while.
Stop.
We know, we definitely know. My mom uses Stamps.com.
That's great.
Yeah, she uses it for everything. Sending all those stuff to me and her other family members and stuff. And because of the show.
That's beautiful.
Because she also listens to the show.
If we could help out our parents by doing this eternal trash, then that's the move.
Exactly.
If somehow this show could help our parents at some point.
By the way, Dynamic Banter was almost called Eternal Trash. Hey, are you still going to the post office? Are you still paying full price for postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to anymore. Mail and ship anytime.
Dude, if you're still going to the post office, I suggest you stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
God, it's really...
That counts as our one joke for Stamps.com.
Stop it.
That counts as our one Fuck. Joke for time's sake. For Stamps.
It's so good. It's such a good clip.
Oh.
Oh, God. Well, if you're still doing all that, stop it. You could mail and ship anytime, anywhere.
Stop it.
And you just... You can mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters, packages, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more.
Think about that for a second.
I just closed it. I closed it out. Excuse me, we are all bonkers and backwards today. Elbows and buttholes over here.
Elbows and buttholes.
So here's the deal, guys. Stamps.com saves businesses thousands of hours and tons of money every year. And not just businesses, by the way. Like I said, my mom uses it. There's a lot of people. In fact, Etsy shop sellers use it. You got small orders, you got large orders. It doesn't matter.
People going into business for themselves, operating out of their homes in these unprecedented times. This is perfect for you. Saves you a trip.
Absolutely. And with Stamps.com, jeez, I really got the giggles today. And with Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off postage, post office rates, and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Guys, Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use the dang place. Stamps.com. So why don't you stop wasting your time?
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Oh, stop! There's just no risk. Stop wasting your time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with our promo code BANTER.
Stop it!
I'm gonna lose my mind! Oh God!
Stop it!
Okay, I'll stop, I swear!
Okay.
Dude. Oh, sorry, Stamps.com, but I'll tell you, we're having a great time over here at Dynamic Banter.
I'll never forget Stamps.com after today.
It's
a gift to me.
It is a gift. It's absolutely.
You can't pay for this kind of advertising.
No, you can't.
Well, you can.
But
you
just
don't
know
you're going to get it.
Yeah, we can't plan it.
No.
Oh, there's no risk, guys. And with our promo code BANTER, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial. Plus free postage. And a a digital scale, guys. You get a digital scale.
Stop it!
That's space.com.
Oh, Jesus, help me. Help me! You just go to stamps.com, you click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and you type in banter. That's stamps.com. That's stamps.com. Promo code banter. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Stop it!
Dude. What the fuck?
Oh, jeez.
Dude, little in between the ads break. I swear to God, me and Steve had a phone call about how to keep the ads short.
Yep. Because we totally had a meeting about it.
About giving us one more.
Yeah.
And that'll help us financially, and that'll help the show, and it'll help us take care of everybody who helps us with stuff. And it just doesn't work out that way.
Nope, we can't help it.
Stop it!
This is the most perfectly named podcast of all time.
Stop it.
Stop it.
I think the episode's got to be called Stop It, right? All right. Hey, guys, MeUndies. My mommy, Mia. I love MeUndies.
I got some yesterday.
Dude, I love a new pair of MeUndies, by the way.
It's the best. It's like laminating your privates with silk.
And it fits so nice.
Yeah.
And it makes everything look good and plentiful.
Yeah, it certainly does. It certainly does. And we'll send you guys pictures.
Yeah. We're going to start our Dynamic Banter OnlyFans. We should have a Dynamic Banter MeUndies calendar.
Yes,
we
should.
Let's talk to MeUndies about it.
And they're all $500 since we'll only sell about 8 of them.
Dude, what if we pitched to MeUndies? Let's do a collaboration. We'll have a pair of undies with our faces on it, or horns or something.
Oh, I would love that.
And then we'll do a calendar.
Yeah.
A MeUndies calendar, and every purchase has, like, you know, some kind of deal with MeUndies or something.
Uh-huh.
That way it's a scratch our back, you scratch our back, and we have our back scratched.
And we'll never have to use the full stop.
You guys have a lot of employees to scratch your back.
You have too many backs. We have two backs.
And the thing is I could scratch Mike's back. Mike could scratch my back. But who's going to scratch?
Who's going to do the calendar?
Who's going to scratch your back? The audience. Who's going to scratch the audience back? Well, so what we're trying to say is we're doing a Dynamic Banter back scratcher.
Everybody wins.
Each calendar comes with a Dynamic Banter back scratcher.
Oh my goodness.
Guys, summer is coming in hot, literally. These are the air conditioning days of the Dynamic Banter episode in the studio because LA is hot.
Yes, if you're wondering what that sound is, it's always the air conditioning.
It is our stomachs and our farting, but it's also the air conditioning because it's hot as hell. But with MeUndies' breathable and soft as heck fabrics, you can soak up the sun and feel cool for the summer. Bye! With a mix of classic colors and adventurous prints, perfect for summer, express yourself in your own unique way. Because MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin.
That's right, Steve.
And I'll tell you guys, MeUndies is designed to be the softest thing you've ever worn. MeUndies are energized by creativity and made for self-expression. They're available in sizes from extra small to 4XL, and MeUndies has countless styles and prints to choose from so your buns can have more funds. MeUndies has a great... Wow! MeUndies has a great...
You missed it.
MeUndies has a great... For our listeners, for any first-time purchasers, For any first-time purchasers, you can get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product, for any reason, they will refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. So to get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/banter. And that's MeUndies. It's MeUndies.com/banter. Banter. Thank you, MeUndies. All right. Jesus, there's all this laugh spit all over the computer screen. All right. Last but certainly not least, let's talk about a new sponsor, guys. New sponsor on the show. Let's talk about Molecule.
Molecule.
What Molecule is about is destroying indoor air pollution for everyone. Everywhere. Molecule is reimagining the future of clean air, starting with the air purifier. I don't know if you guys know this, but the air is full of dirty garbage.
Gross. Gross.
Carcinogens, astrophysicals.
Yes. That's particles. 100% right.
The thing is...
Did you even know that,
dude? Molecule, though, is a really stylish... cool looking little air purifier, and I'll tell you, there's been a scientific breakthrough in air purification, and Molecule is on the cutting edge of air purification technology, guys. Molecule's core technology, which they pronounce PECO, P-E-C-O,
okay.
Or get ready for this, photoelectrochemical oxidation actually destroys harmful pollutants in the air, like viruses, awesome. Bacteria, uh-huh. mold, uh-huh. and chemicals, instead of just collecting them on filters, which is kind of like what your excuse me. What if you dipped it in your coffee and took a bite like a donut? But yes, I'll tell you, a lot of air purifiers or a lot of your filters and that you have in your home, all that nasty stuff will just stick to it.
Yeah,
what
it just
this
ends
does,
up in a filter, man.
This destroys it. That's okay, great. And that's awesome. Molecule air purifiers are designed to help protect homes, businesses, and medical spaces, so you know they're destroying pollutants and providing clean air. And here's the deal, guys. Molecule air purifiers destroy the widest range of pollutants compared to traditional air purifiers, including, as we said before, viruses, bacteria, mold, allergens, and chemicals in the air. And it's designed for a large rooms, up to 600 square feet. And there's even a Molecule Air Mini, which is designed for smaller rooms. And the Air Mini Plus helps protect small rooms with a particle sensor and auto protect mode, which adjusts fan speed based on the sensor. Lots of cool stuff here, guys. But here's the deal. We're spending a lot more time indoors. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And did you know that indoors can be up to 5 times worse? Indoor airs can be worse than outdoors airs?
Yes.
And that's why Molecule is reimagining the future of clean air, starting with the air purifier. And here's the deal, guys. Over 80% of people living in urban areas that monitor air pollution are exposed to air quality below World Health Organization standards.
Yikes. Yikes.
That's not good, man. And not only that, indoor air can be up to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, as we said. So maybe it's time to look into some air purifiers. Look, I'm not telling you how to live your life. Uh-huh. We are providing the option to look into a company that Mike and I are cool with.
We're letting you know. They're helping out the show. They want to clean your air. Exactly. So why not at least give them a look up?
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about here, guys. So why don't you do your own research? Check it out. We've said enough, I think. You can go to molecule.com. That's spelled MOLEKULE. Kind of spelled in a futuristic way. Molecule.
Mm.
And I'm telling
you,
it's Molecule for sure. And I'll tell you, they look cool. But check it out, okay? And for a limited time, with your boys here at Dynamic Banter, you're going to save up to $120 on Molecule air purifiers by visiting molecule.com and using our promo code BANTER. You'll also enjoy free shipping and a 30-day at-home trial on your order. That's code BANTER at molecule.com. M-O-L-E-K-U-L-E. Thanks, Molecule. Hope you guys like it. Let us know what you think if you get it.
I'd like to say an overall statement about the ads, if I could.
Absolutely.
All of the people who advertise for the show, all of these companies, are given a list of HeadGum podcasts. Mm-hmm. And they have to choose us.
Right.
And a lot of times they'll listen to the show and they'll choose us based on that.
Right.
So if you're ever listening to the ads and you have any amount of interest in any of these companies at all, at the very least, look them up, because they had to be like, that's the audience that we're after.
Right.
The same type of people who listen to this show specifically.
They had a gut. They had a feeling that this was going to be the place to put their product.
They listen to our podcast, and there are so many different podcasts about so many different things.
There's at least 10.
There's 10 podcasts.
At least.
And they listen to ours, and they're like, those are the guys we want on our side.
All right, Matt, Mike,
yes,
Marv Martian.
Yes.
Let me present to you, my friend, the wonderful Patti LaBelle, singing This Christmas live at the 1996 National Tree Lighting Ceremony.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are privileged to have as our special honored guest this evening,
ladies and gentlemen,
Patti LaBelle. Patti's recording and acting career has pushed her to the pinnacle.
Okay, so first of all,
why is that alien introducing Patti LaBelle?
People, all right. Dude, she showed up right. Okay, so let me ask you a question here.
Okay.
If this was you being introduced,
if I was Patti
when
LaBelle,
would you come out? In this,
well, that depends on so many different.
But
things.
In this beginning, like,
ladies and gentlemen, we are privileged to have as our special honored guest this evening,
the so dynamic I'm backstage right now,
Patti LaBelle.
Bam, I'm out here.
Right,
Patti's recording.
So she came out.
No applause.
No
fanfare.
No, but she came out and she's doing the. Should I not have come out yet?
Well, what you do as an MC is you say all the accolades, and then the last thing you say is the name.
Right.
So that's like the clearest cue ever.
Yeah,
so
already off to a bad start. And she's kind of sneaking away because she's like, "This, I guess I wasn't supposed to come out yet."
Not Patti LaBelle's fault. She is a goddamn legend.
Absolutely.
And she's like, now you're making me feel like awkward.
Not only is she a goddamn legend, she's goddamn professional. And I'll tell you what, Mike, she has come out on stage a lot.
Yeah.
Her job is to come out on stage.
Yes. Is there a way that I could change the battery and you can
go
keep
for
it going?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but we're not going to all enjoy it. Anyway.
It's all right. We're going to have a good time here because we're going to – this Patti LaBelle – this keep saying Patti LaBelle because there's a company called Patti LaBelle.
There certainly is, and they make enamel pins.
Yes, and I love them very much. And by the way, yes, not a sponsor. We're not doing sponsors right now. We've already done it. We've already dang gummed it. So anyway, Patti LaBelle does also, if you guys have seen, if you follow me on Instagram, you might have seen that the mask that I have, that I wear sometimes, it has the movie The Mask logo on it. The Jim Carrey film, it says it's a mask with the mask logo on it.
I've seen it.
And Patti LaBelle made that. So cool. I keep saying Patti LaBelle, but I mean Patti LaBelle.
Anyway, that would be a good time to just start the episode over.
Here we go. Guys, welcome to the show. Okay, here we go. Here's the rest of it. So she's awkwardly kind of sneaking away right
acting
now.
Acting career.
She's like.
Has pushed her to the pinnacle
and now she's like
of show business.
So she snuck away.
Here to sing this Christmas is Patti LaBelle.
Fourth time he said her name.
Okay, now she's out. Here we go.
Music probably should already
start. She's
still
walking. Now she's at the mic.
Good band. Horn section.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better.
still having a good time.
And it's the wrong words on the cue cards. I don't know the song. This Christmas, I'm gonna have them all I can.
She's making it up.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the right words and I have no background singer.
Still killing it. Still killing it. Yeah, there's the sound bite.
We're my background singer!
Stop it!
Presents and cards are here.
Stop it!
Billy Joel's way keyboard to the back! Oh my God. He doesn't have a
this
mic.
Christmas,
listen!
Lights twinkle all around. Next car, honey, next car!
She's like, woo! Next car!
Why would they start her with a song she doesn't know at all?
She's freaking out now. She's like, her eye. She's pissed off.
We'll be caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be.
She's rolling her eyes.
Ooh. The guy comes out.
Let me see that card again, darling. Let me see that card again.
Please show me the card.
Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle.
No. Okay. No.
Okay. He comes out right now.
Oh, God. Let me see that one more time because, oh, God. The Sergeant First Class Rick Perrell playing a solo. I have to see his name. His name is on the card.
Oh, dude. So it's like the military band, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, she was supposed to say that there's a military guy. Yeah. She was supposed to.
Dude, what a mess.
Dude, I didn't realize how much it keeps falling apart. Dude, the crazy part is she starts, when she gets out there, it cuts to a wide shot, yeah. And there is a bandstand. Like, there's, like, bleachers almost for her chorus. Like, her choir.
Yeah.
And there's no one there.
No.
It's completely empty.
So when she's like, where's my background? She means physically.
Where are they?
Oh boy.
And then magically between tight close-ups, you see three backup singers suddenly are there now singing with her.
Uh-huh.
And she's rolling her fucking eyes and she's freaking out.
Yeah.
But she's keeping it together. Like hearing it. Like, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
It's fine that she's making shit up. Christmas is going to be great for everyone. She's killing the improv game.
This Christmas, last Christmas, next Christmas.
Future Christmas, past Christmas, a first Christmas.
I'll tell you a quick story about my favorite Christmas.
Raise your hand if you love Christmas.
Raise your hand if you have heard of Christmas.
Raise your hand if it's Christmas. Dude, I can't believe she was. So she was, man, had this gone well, there would be a part of the song right now where she's supposed to say the name of this guy.
Yeah, who is a veteran.
And it just cut to him, and he's playing the like clarinet or something.
Is he having a good time?
Yeah, he's playing music. He looks great. Uh-huh. He's dressed in his military outfit.
We'll be
Christmas is great!
Christmas is great!
Christmas! Yeah, I think it's fine now. I think they got it on track.
They got it on track
the last 30 seconds.
Her voice is so good. I'm wondering exactly, now, knowing about entertainment things,
yeah.
That could be the audio person's fault.
Yeah.
That could be somebody, band leader's fault. That could be
the
producer's fault.
Producer.
Which kind of sounds like that's whoever is like floor producer.
Yeah.
And is like, you come out now and he's saying this and
yeah.
You go. That could be the... whoever did that terrible intro's fault.
I mean, and this could be like, this could be, it could also be like
for Christmas.
Like they didn't have time to really rehearse.
Right.
And they, like, maybe did one quick run through. Because you know how shit like this works. When they're, like, on a broadcast schedule, it's like everything needs to be...
There's maybe a sound check.
And by the time you get to the sound check, you might have way less time than you originally had because all of the lighting setups and the crew setups the mic setups and the sound setups and all of that shit. Something could go wrong at any moment and you're out and you're like, we're fucking way behind schedule.
And the more,
the
more performers you add to that situation, the worse it gets.
Right, right.
So you have the legend, Patti LaBelle, and then you have the band, and then you have the chorus.
Right.
And you all got to sound check and make sure you sound perfect.
Right.
You do, but who can get everyone together?
The band sounds great. Like the whole time.
Yeah.
Like from beginning to end, the band is doing it right. They are like the only thing that's like doing what they should be doing.
Yeah.
And I think it's because they have all the notes in front of them and they're professionals.
Right. They're what they were saying before. The session musician in Moscow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That guy only needs to hear it once and he's got the whole thing down.
Right.
And
meanwhile, Patti LaBelle's like, I'm not going to commit these words to memory.
I mean, cause she's singing like, they'll this song be cards. One time. They're going to give me cards.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard the song.
As I'm Patti LaBelle. As long as I have cards, dude. I'm karaokeing this shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Cards, and that's so different. That was 1996. It would be so different now. There would be a backing track and probably like pre-recorded stuff, and then just singing along with the pre-recorded stuff. A monitor, like a big fucking a movie screen that has all the words on it rather than a nervous intern. Because that, the card person, is not the most experienced, high-ranking person.
And they think it's their fault, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the easiest person to blame.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, they're 22 years old.
Right. The top comment says, I watch this every year on Christmas Eve. It isn't Christmas until I watch this. That day, the background singers were fired, the card lady was fired, the Christmas tree was fired, Santa Claus was fired, and even Christmas got a pink slip.
Christmas Kringle.
Christmas Kringle. Christmas Bungle.
Dude, so sexist to think the card person's a woman.
Why do the background singers look like they just frantically plucked random audience members? Yeah, the background singers finally pop out dressed like they were at home.
I bet you anything that they were supposed to start with another song, and they were like, we're not going to have time because the intro is going three times as long.
Or the person that's like, because there's between the directors and the producers and then the, like, the what are they called? Like, the coordinator, like, the stage...
Production coordinator?
Stage managers.
Sure, uh-huh.
Like, there's someone that the director goes, okay, we got Patti coming on in 5. Or like maybe that's like, yeah, that's the director probably.
Mm-hmm.
We got Patti coming on in 5. Get her ready. Also, make sure the choir is dressed and ready to go.
Yeah.
Like we need them ready.
We need them yesterday.
We need them yesterday.
Yeah.
And then that producer's like, got it. I'm running. And then they go, boop, go for Amy. We need to get the choir out on the stage right now.
Yeah.
And Amy is smoking a joint behind the trash can.
With Patti LaBelle's saxophone.
With Patti LaBelle's saxophone player. And he's like, what are you doing later?
She's like, fuck.
She has her earpiece here. She popped it out of her head. And they're like, doop, we need the goddamn choir.
Amy? Yeah. Also, timing out live TV is an insane thing.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that goes a little bit too long takes time away from something else.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way to make it up. You just have to cut things from other places.
100%.
I would never want that job.
All right.
Wow.
Should we do, like, maybe one history road? Or two? And then we say goodbye?
Yeah. Did you want to open up the news?
Oops. I pressed it twice.
Chris. Yeah, I wish we could. I wish it was possible.
Stop it! How much?
Stop it!
Oh, finally. Finally someone speaks up against the guy that just asks a question in the middle of the show.
Fight each other forever.
Okay. Mike, this History Road comes from Corey.
Hi, Corey.
He says, History Road, Steve changed my wife. Dear Mr. and Mr. Banter.
Okay. Mr. Banter was my father.
Please. Hiya, boys. My name is Corey from Glasgow, Scotland.
I don't know. I can't even find it. Scotland.
Hiya, we patter. We are from Scotland.
Here's a song about the rain.
Oi, why don't you go get yourself a sweater and put it on, dark?
Here's a drum I hit with my thumb.
I feel like that's more Irish.
I know. I'm sorry.
Or Lottie, let's go to get you some firm in your bird.
These voices are going to keep us off SNL. Yep.
Let's hear your Scottish. Hey, my Scottish son's it's better than England's swoos and haggis.
Okay, now let's hear your pirate.
Oh, a boy from Scotland living in Seattle. I bet the ladies love your goddamn accent.
Just
you piece
fake
of
an
shit.
Accent, dude. If you're lonely, fake an accent.
That's fucking crazy. I bet they love it. Oh, are you Irish? No, I'm Scottish.
What's the difference?
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself,
my doctor. Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Dog turds.
Dog turds. I've got to go see my dog turds.
I've got a pain in my arm. My ears.
I've got...
Sorry.
Stop it.
You're right.
Stop it. Stop it.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Stop it.
Last one.
Billy Joel's had it. He's had it. So he lives in Seattle. He says he's been a fan since SourceFed day one. Oh, he's married, so he probably. But I'm sure the ladies are probably still all over that accent. The History Road is from this week. My wife and I were watching Angry Family Drives Cars. Wait, Angry Family Drives Cars 8 the other night. Oh, that must be Fast and Furious
F8.
To get caught up for the 9th next week. After the movie had finished...
We gotta get caught up, dude.
Got to. You're never gonna be able to pick up where they're
Wait, do I have to see Fast 7 to understand Fast 9?
You'll
9.
Never understand it. Never. Those movies aren't meant to be acceptable, but for the most wide audience possible.
So let me get this straight. They're family? Got it.
All you have to know is that they're family. Literally, that's all you have to know.
Fast Family 9.
Family 9.
Family 9s.
Race family of race cars.
By Pixar.
After the movie had finished, I went to pull up the trailer for F9, and out of nowhere, this loud, disembodied voice of a Spanish bird bellows out, "My siestas are getting shorter and shorter," the start of the Enchanted Tiki Room. I damn near shit myself, and she bursts into laughter. Turns out she'd been using her Bluetooth speaker to listen to music while she had been organizing the closet earlier, and her phone was still connected.
Okay.
She then got a taste for random loud noises and proceeded to YouTube random sound effects and blast them at random intervals while we're watching stuff on YouTube.
She's one of us.
She had tears streaming down her face from laughter, and that was just lovely. This all comes after I've slowly been introducing her to DB over time, and I think it might have started to stick. Thanks, Steve. Just wanted to say a big thank you to both of you boys. The last 18 months have been brutal for everyone, but I had an especially shite and kind of hilarious situation. I had just moved... Oh, it's two History Roads. Sure, why not?
Really pack them in.
The guy with the great accent and funny wife wants two History Roads in one. Why not? You got everything else!
Dude, once the door is cracked open, you gotta kick that thing open.
Yeah, man, he's taking his shot.
Yeah.
Stop it!
That's not gonna not be funny
it's
for a long
time. It's never gonna not be funny for a long time. No, we love you too, mommy. Don't worry about it. We're gonna replace him.
Hear that?
Hear that, motherfucker? You had your days of are over. You're fine. Ozzy. You're gonna be okay. You're okay. Yes, you're fine.
There's no need to explain.
As a matter of fact. He had just moved to Seattle at the end of January, and 6 weeks later, we were all stuck inside. Didn't have my green card yet. Still don't. Uh-oh. I'm calling the cops.
Get him.
Most of my family and friends were 4,500 miles away and 8 hours of sync with my time zone, so I was properly in the shite. Nowhere to go and almost nobody to talk to. Wonderful. Thankfully, I had you two to pick me up when things got rough. You've both had a huge influence on me over the years, and you've helped shape the weird young man I am today. So sincerely, thank you. I hope you boys are good and that the second half of 2021 is significantly better than the first. You both deserve every ounce of success you've got and much, much more, and I look forward to seeing where the future takes you.
It's very, very nice.
Bulb squeezes and horn honks, hugs and kisses all around.
You don't need to tell me.
Stop it!
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you, Corey. Enjoy your voice and your wife.
Noah sends an email saying, short Nirvana-based HR... Like that, a history robe. Buenos dias, boys. I thought you guys would love to hear...
This is the HR department of the show.
You guys said come 430 times. It's 430 summer, bro. Blaze it.
430 blaze it.
430 blaze it. I thought you guys would love to hear a nice little DB-inspired bit that I do in the car, either when I'm by myself or with my girlfriend. I love it.
I press on the horn.
People anyway, thanks. Thanks for being awesome. Whenever Come As You Are by Nirvana comes on shuffle, and for whatever reason, I don't want to listen to the full song at that moment. I let the whole intro play, and as soon as Kurt Cobain is finished saying come, I skip to the next song.
Yeah.
I think this could make a great sound for the soundboard or also a hilarious History Road theme song to throw in the mix. If you want to try it, go for it. Anybody out there listening want to try that? I think we'd love it. Anyways, thanks for making me laugh for many years. I appreciate what you guys do very much. Thanks, Mike, for all the kind exchanges we have had on Instagram following the time I posted the video of me laughing to the old my throat feels like when my nephew breaks a window.
Oh, dude,
bit.
dude, so fucking funny.
Do you remember that?
It was back in the day, and it was like the first we were doing like the hardened cowboys talking to each other.
Yeah.
And they didn't know how to say like scratchy throat, or there was no like they were trying to figure out what they were feeling.
What it was,
because they've just been in the mountains being cowboys.
Yeah,
and they don't
like,
know that you could have a little cough or
like
little tickle.
Frog in your throat.
My throat feels like when my nephew break a window. I laughed.
You know when you get a bunch of rocks in your eyes?
That was, but
that's what it feels like in my throat.
When you're plowing the field with ox, and the oxen kicks up the rocks and the sand gets up in your eyes.
That's what it feels like down there in my throat.
I might have pancreatitis.
I think I got the syphilis. P.S. Hopefully none of my students listen to this podcast and know that I laugh at cum jokes. Noah. All right. Well, thank you guys for those history roads. We got some mail in from the Valley Folk P.O. Box, the Valley Folk Dynamic Banter P.O. Box, which if you want that P.O. Box number, it is the Valley Folk Care of Dynamic Banter, 15445 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 476, I think?
Suite.
76 trombones in the big parade. Oh, no, 976. So 15445 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 976.
That's about a 976.
That's about a 9 on the 76 scale.
Jeez. Did you see that girl? Oh,
dude, she's like a 9 on that 76 scale.
Stop it. You're right. It's kind of
sorry, Billy. It is our quota.
Shouldn't sexualize people.
So yeah, 15445 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 976, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403, if you want to send us some things. So first off, we got ourselves a wedding invite.
Busy. August 28th, 5 o'clock in the evening. If anyone wants to go, the address is...
can you mark us as busy?
Ashley and Cody, congratulations. Oops. On your wedding, and I hope that you have a great, great time. There's a QR code, so we'll be there in spirit. All of our cell phone information will be there in spirit. Please RSVP by August 1st if you could.
Also, so rude
to send the RSVP and not even let us know what kind of food you're having at the wedding.
Exactly.
Because that is a deciding factor. Also... Whoa. Where is that?
What the fuck?
Kansas. I'll go.
This is tight. This was typed out on a typewriter.
What? Is it from the past?
Look at this. It looks like it looks like we're going to get like a...
Damn, Mike and Steve, stop. I love dynamic banter. Stop.
End line. New line.
Your husband, William Spaghetti, has passed away in the Great War. Stop.
He has for you over $200. Sounds like you're a millionaire. Stop.
To retrieve your $1 million, you have to go throw a rock into the lake. Stop.
Stop. No, thank you. XOXO, and sincerely, Dr. Fleming Flabbergast.
I've flown over the Pacific to hand you this letter. Stop.
I flew over the Great Rocky Mountains, and I saw buffalo and goats. I had dysentery. I shit myself a lot.
There's a lot of shit in the plane. A single prop plane can hold a lot of shit.
There's about a half inch of diarrhea, feces all over the floor. Stop. All right. James McCandles? James McCandles. Candless
Carrizales.
Comes from San Antonio. Says, hello, boys, dear Mike and Steve. I'm James, a 26-year-old born boy from Texas. I'm writing this letter on a 1926 Corona 4 portable typewriter. Please each say your best COVID joke now. Oh, I see, because it's called Corona 4.
Ring. Ring. He's catching up to the voiceover. It's not a great bit. It's not great.
I really love Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Billy Joel is our HR department. Stop it.
You got it, Billy. God damn. Listening to you boys has been a large part of what's gotten me through quarantine, especially in my last 4 months of unemployment.
Large part was my favorite Tom Hanks.
The casting call for Big said, looking for someone to play a large part.
Stop it! Tom Hanks in the interview. Well, the largest part of it.
We're looking for definitely the biggest movie of the year. I hate it. Especially in the last 4 months of unemployment. Keep up the ding dang good work and give me a few horn honks. All right.
Stop.
I'll give you the goose honk. Because of this typed out story here. For History Road, I dug into the New York Times archive for a short story that might interest y'all. It's from the year that this typewriter was made. Hope you enjoy. Love, James. P.S. By the time you read this, my birthday will have passed. Take pity on a no cob, no job Bob boy and give me a call. Absolutely not. All right. Here's the New York Times article from 1926.
Okay.
I think we should have this going. Wait, we'll pick a
stop.
Atlantic City, New Jersey, May 20, 1926. Americans are not interested in talking movies. This is the way it appears to Thomas A. Edison, who led the development of both the movie and the phonograph. Quote, begin quote, Americans require a restful quiet in the moving picture theater. End quote, he said. Begin new quote. And for them, talking from the lips of the figures on the screen destroys the illusion. End quote. We happen to agree. Fuck progress.
Can I see that?
Yeah, dude.
Is it going to self-destruct?
Why is it smoking?
This is so cool, man.
So cool. Definitely dig a typewritten out letter.
Yes, they do get priority.
And I do love that there's an old article in there. As a matter of fact, dude, if you want to keep sending us these.
Yeah, this is great.
I would love for this to be a bit. Letters from the past, from 1926.
This is even just aesthetically very pleasing.
Yeah, I do love it. It's something you could put in a frame and it would look real cool.
I was just thinking
cool.
That.
Yeah, maybe we could put it on the wall of banter shit.
Oh, absolutely. Bleh!
Stop. That's gonna hurt later.
All right. Last but not least, we got something from friend of the show, Mark Gray. I don't know if you remember Mark Gray.
Mark Gray made
yes, the little Squat and Steve. Yeah, exactly.
Squat and Steve.
And looks like he sent.
He also hit me up with a suggestion on where to get my computer fixed next time if it was too expensive.
And did he say up my ass?
he goes, I bet if it were up your ass kicking field goals, you know where it was.
I can tell you exactly where you can get your computer fixed. Another typed up.
What the fuck is happening?
Oh, okay. So this is, should we read this on the show here? This is from...
It says, please don't say my full name.
This is from April. He says, hey, Steve, so pleased to see via TikTok, the only true news source, that you're fully vaccinated. Here are a few pins for you and Mike. Oh, we got some pins here.
Cool.
Looks like they say...
Fully vaccinated on it.
Fully vaccinated.
And there's COVID-19 inside the little syringe.
Here are a few pins for you and Mike and your common-law wives. They're actually the very last of the original... No, we have two each. They're the very last of the original... batch of 2500 I had made in soft enamel, not actually soft like a bunny, just a newer, easier way of making pins where the color isn't flush with the metal parts. All new ones will be hard enamel. That is, unless when I finally see them, they somehow suck.
Hard enamel feels heavier. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think it does, yeah. If so, I won't let on because I have 7,000 of the little fuckers on the way. These have been selling astonishingly fast on my Etsy store.
That's great.
mwgray.etsy.com.
Love hearing about a successful Etsy store.
I know,
that's
man.
That's so fucking
that's
cool.
Because that's a hustle. That's a freaking in your own home hustle.
Being self-employed as soon as you get your fucking taxes figured out is good shit.
Mm-hmm. These have been selling well. For once, I have an idea that is in sync with the national zeitgeist. I often listen to dynamic banter while fulfilling these orders. I often wish I could push a button and chime in, correcting or explaining some subject the two of you are struggling with.
Correcting was the first thing.
Of which I have semi-expert knowledge. Actually, I feel that way at least once for every two or three podcasts I listen to in the just fun people hanging out talking about stuff genre. The best podcast genre, in my opinion. If you ever want to make a bit out of the calling a middle-aged person to explain something, I'd be delighted to participate.
We should come up with a list of things to ask him. Ask a middle-aged
person. Ask a middle-aged man. That's pretty good. He's got his number here for easy reference. Holy shit, I don't really have any more to say, but I'm using an actual typewriter. What the fuck? It's another typewriter.
We will only be accepting History Roads via typewriter.
Yeah, what the fuck? So I can't go back and delete anything to make it fit on one page, and I can't just stop here.
Stop.
This page will look... Stop it! This page will look ridiculous.
Stop it!
How to fill the space. Here's a brief history road. Last week I was downtown to shadow the tour guide of an LA ghost murder tour to start learning to give the tour myself.
He would be perfect for
totally.
That.
Totally. We were gathered in Pershing Square waiting for the stragglers to get started. I glanced down the stairs to the bus stop 90 feet away where a person was stripped down to their bikini underpants. Before I could think, gee, I wonder if she whipped off the undies, stood with her feet apart, and blasted a large shit and hot stream of piss out onto the ground.
You never do know, man.
Broad daylight, one hand on the bus stop, knees unbent. Oh, God, I shouted. But no one else seemed to notice. Good for them. In a night full of
maybe
gruesome...
it was a ghost. Maybe you're just getting really
maybe
good.
Maybe you
the
saw
tour.
A ghost on the tour.
Ghost blasting shit on the street.
In a night full of gruesome stories, nothing topped that. Though I also saw some rats later near the Hotel Cecil. Ooh, the haunted one.
The hotel what?
Cecil. All right, now that's a respectable page of text. Enjoy these pins. If you'd like to share where to get them, the shortcut is bit.ly/COVID pin. With my pin fortune, I may be buying an Oculus, so maybe I'll see you in the Matrix.
Cool.
Your pal, Mark.
That's
nice.
Great, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Great job, Mark.
Yeah, these pins are great. And if you guys want to see them, you know, that was the link. It's pretty cool. There's a little COVID needle, COVID-19 vaccination needle in the middle of like a little V there.
I love it.
It's pretty cool.
Great job, Mark.
All right, my friends. Well, that's it for the show. Got any plugs?
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, by the way, for just listening. And like I always say, like both of us always say, you mean as much to us as you tell us that we mean to you. So this is a mutually beneficial relationship for show.
Mm-hmm.
So me and a couple artists that are from... basically the pool of amazing dynamic banter artists are coming together to make a really cool fucking thing. And I've been sending Steve sneak peeks, and it's going to be really fucking
and
awesome.
I've got something to send you soon.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
In
regards to that.
I can't wait. And we got to be real secretive, so
yeah.
It seems like a surprise.
Yeah.
So, like, merch-wise, that's, I mean, we have stuff in the store at all times. Again, the only t-shirts and stuff that gets reprinted is the old school red on black.
Yeah.
And everything else is kind of limited edition.
Mm-hmm.
And the store is always up, dynamicbanter.clothing. Thank you, Byron, for all your help with that.
Shout out to Byron.
Shout out to Time. The 18th, which is tonight. I have a show at the Roxy Theater in 301 East Grand Ave, and that's in Escondido.
Nice.
So I'll be in Escondido tonight.
Bless you.
I'll be at the Madhouse twice tomorrow, and I'm just going to be in San Diego all night. So 7:30 and 9:30, I think, are the two shows in San Diego, and then I'll be back in LA for shows next week. Next Thursday, you could see me in Burbank at the Nightcap. So if you'd like to see me anytime in the next 10 days, those are the places to see it. And I think that is it. Oh, I put up a video. My cousin sent me my senior portrait from high school, and then I put it on my Instagram story, and all my friends roasted it, and I have such funny friends that I made a video reading.
Oh, that's great.
So
I love that.
YouTube.com/MikeValzone.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait.
Very funny. My friends destroyed.
It's good.
My poor face.
It's a fun time. It's a great time when you get your face destroyed by friends.
Yeah.
Not so much when it's not friends.
No.
Friends.
No, that's not good. That's, yeah. Thank you. Don't mind if I do.
I just love it. All right.
I'm so happy I got to.
Yeah, dude. You really brought it in, man. Thank God. That was a good one. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Follow us on social medias, the TikToks and stuff. There's a Dynamic Banter Twitter account that kind of gets used sometimes. And please follow us on youtube.com/dynamicbanter to watch the video version of this show. Watch us Ryan's crying, laughing.
Yeah, man.
Ryan's doing a great, great job. And he has a lot of fun over there in his editing pod. And yeah, that's that. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.